This is Calendar's James Webster standing in North Lincolnshire Museum, where the new Gadgets and Gizmos exhibition has opened this morning. And right next to us on one side is a room done up to look like something out of the 1950s, complete with there's an old record player on the carpet. There are what looks like two telephones. There's a very old ironing board made out of wood and an old-fashioned Hoover. And then on the other side of us, we've got a 1980s room with two of the most enormous video recorders you can possibly remember. In fact, looking at some of the stuff in here, it's quite frightening because it's not actually that old, but it looks fascinating to remember it. And with me is Rose Nicholson from the Museum Service. Just give us an idea of the range of stuff you've got in here and why you've brought it together.
Well, what we've got a 1950s bedroom, a 1980s living room and a Victorian shop. And the idea is that we're comparing gadgets and gizmos from the three different periods. Some of the things are from the collection, but other things have been loaned to us from members of the public that live in North Lincolnshire. So in the 1980s living room scene, there's lots of computer equipment, because that was the time when people started having computer games in the house. So there's lots of handheld consoles, and there's a Firefox F7 and ZX Spectrum, that kind of thing in there as well.
And it does bring back memories, doesn't it? You look at these things, you can remember using some of them.
I can, yeah. I was a child in the 80s, so there's some very, very familiar things in there. I used to go around to my friend's house and play on their Firefox F7. We didn't have one of them. We had a Commodore 64 that my dad had brought back home from a friend at work. So we didn't have that many kinds of different games consoles like these ones that we have here, but yes, I do remember them very well.
Yeah, so do I, I've got to confess. And let me tell you, the most amusing thing in this room is the mobile phone, which is probably the least mobile thing you've ever seen. The battery, you would have to sling it over your shoulder and carry it around. There's some fascinating objects in here. This exhibition's just opened today. It's on for the next few months, so if you'd like to see more about it, tune into Calendar tonight at 6 on ITV1.